Imagine walking through a forest and spotting what appears to be a dead leaf on the ground until it suddenly flutters away, revealing itself as a perfectly disguised butterfly. This masterful deception isn't just a curiosity. It represents one of evolution's most compelling stories. In the Amazon rainforest of the 1850s, naturalist Henry Walter Bates made a discovery that would electrify Charles Darwin. Harmless butterflies had evolved to mimic the wing patterns of toxic species, gaining protection without producing costly toxins themselves. This phenomenon, now called Batesian mimicry, provided visible proof of natural selection that even Darwin's harshest critics couldn't dismiss. Unlike most evolutionary processes, where fitness is circularly defined by survival, mimicry offers a measurable outcome. We can see exactly what the mimic is copying and how successful it's been. These butterfly wings became living evidence of evolution's creative power, showing how random variations, when beneficial, could accumulate over time to create remarkable adaptations. Nature's deceptive talents extend far beyond butterfly wings. The bird-dropping spider of Southeast Asia transforms its web to resemble bird excreta while positioning itself as the solid part, a disguise that not only protects but attracts insects seeking salt, turning defense into offense. Equally impressive are creatures that transcend classifications. The Kallima butterfly with wings perfectly mimicking dead leaves, flower mantises marching orchid colors to lure bees, and insect groups collectively forming flower-like structures. These adaptations blur boundaries between animal, vegetable, and mineral kingdoms. Zoologist Edward Bagnall Poulton categorized these forms of mimicry into protective resemblance, mimicking objects, aggressive resemblance, predator camouflage, warning colors, advertising toxicity, and various other mimicry forms. Insects excel at these deceptions due to their defenselessness, fertility, and rapid generations, allowing natural selection to operate more quickly, creating living masterpieces of deception that continue to astonish us. As the 19th century transitioned to the 20th, biology delved beyond appearances into the structure of living matter. While Darwin theorized about inheritance, he couldn't know the mechanisms resided within cells themselves. The rediscovery of Gregor Mendel's pea plant experiments in 1900 transformed our understanding by showing traits remained distinct rather than blending, with some dominant over others. This resolved Darwin's concern. If traits simply blended, how could new characteristics persist? Mendel demonstrated traits could remain hidden yet intact, a crucial mechanism for understanding mimicry. Researcher Reginald Punnett discovered that a single brood of swallowtail butterflies could produce non-mimicking males alongside three different mimicking female forms with no intermediates. This suggested these patterns were inherited whole, either present or absent, rather than assembled gradually. This observation ignited a debate between gradualists and those favoring evolutionary leaps. Zoologist Richard Goldschmidt proposed that beneficial mutations might create significant evolutionary jumps rather than incremental changes, suggesting mimetic species might emerge through single mutations, creating near-perfect likenesses. Most biologists oppose this view, arguing large genetic leaps would likely produce harmful effects across multiple body systems, making organisms unviable. When World War I erupted, natural camouflage gained military importance. Painter Abert Thayer discovered countershading. Animals are darkest where light falls strongest and lightest where shadows form, creating a flattening effect. Despite genuine insights, Thayer's artistic temperament led to impractical military proposals. Marine painter Norman Wilkinson developed dazzle camouflage in 1917, bold geometric patterns designed not to hide ships but to confuse submarine targeting through optical illusions. By June 1918, 2,367 merchant ships featured dazzle painting. The connection to modern art was explicit. Georges Braque noted armies shifting from Impressionist-influenced uniforms to Cubist-inspired camouflage, while Picasso claimed, "It is we who made it," upon seeing a camouflage truck. By World War II, camouflage had evolved into sophisticated military science. Zoologist Hugh Cott applied natural camouflage principles to military applications at the Royal Engineers Camouflage Development and Training Center. The culmination came in Operation Bertram before El Alamein in 1942, where artillery pieces were disguised as trucks while tanks became sunshields. This deception confused Field Marshal Rommel into splitting his forces, contributing to a decisive Allied victory that Churchill praised as achieving complete tactical surprise in the desert. In October 1952, an entomology bulletin advertisement connected Dr. Philip Shepherd of Oxford with Dr. Cyril Clark, a Liverpool physician and amateur lepidopterist who had discovered butterfly wing color patterns were controlled by a single polymorphic gene. Their butterfly research revealed parallels between wing pattern inheritance and human blood group inheritance. Clark recognized that similar sex-linked inheritance might apply to rhesus blood incompatibility, where Rh-negative mothers developed antibodies against Rh-positive fetal blood cells, causing fatal complications in subsequent pregnancies. This insight led Clark and Shepherd to develop a preventative treatment, administering anti-Rh antibodies to mothers after delivery to neutralize incompatible cells before the mother's immune system could respond. Clinical trials in 1965-66 proved successful, and by 1970, the treatment became standard practice. This innovation reduced infant mortality from rhesus disease from 1.6 per thousand in 1950 to just 0.1 per thousand by the early 1980s, demonstrating how research in seemingly unrelated fields can yield life-saving applications. Early mimicry studies assumed animals share human vision, but research reveals profound differences. Most mammals lack our three-color vision, while birds and insects can see ultraviolet light. The Australian white crab spider illustrates this, appearing camouflaged to humans but glowing brightly in ultraviolet light, actually attracting bees rather than hiding from them. Miriam Rothschild, a former WW2 Enigma codebreaker, recognized mimicry extends beyond visual appearances. Her groundbreaking work explored how plants and animals use chemicals to attract and repel. Working with Nobel laureate Tadeusz Reichstein, they discovered monarch butterflies contain heart poisons with 1.8 times the lethal dose for a cat. Their research revealed mimicry begins when butterflies lay eggs on toxic plants avoided by herbivores. Caterpillars that tolerate these toxins gain exclusive food sources and protection. Eventually, they evolve to absorb the toxins themselves and develop bright warning coloration, creating a sophisticated interplay of chemistry, evolution, and perception. Modern genetic research shows how nature repurposes existing genes for mimicry. Butterfly eye spot patterns adapted from fruit fly genes, while butterfly wing scales share origins with fruit fly wing hairs. Nature scavenges genes like World War II camouflagers scavenged materials. Antarctic fish brilliantly developed antifreeze proteins from modified digestive enzymes when Antarctica froze 10 to 14 million years ago. Mimicry's influence extends into military technology. Traditional camouflage evolved into fractal-inspired digital designs after researchers discovered humans use two visual systems, one for locating objects, another for identifying them. Modern digital camouflage addresses both with micro patterns hindering detection and macro patterns preventing identification. Mimicry blends imitation and creativity. Humans learn by copying, and while we value originality, artists recognize its debt to imitation. As T.S. Eliot noted, mature poets don't merely imitate, they steal. Nature's mimicry preceded human art, displaying visual signals long before cave paintings. A perfectly disguised insect or military camouflage represents the latest chapter in an evolutionary arms race spanning hundreds of millions of years, testament to deception's power in shaping both nature and human innovation.